For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This is the voice of Emily Barker. She's a singer-songwriter born in Australia. She now lives in the UK, but you can tell from her musical style that her heart is somewhere closer to here. You might call it Americana. But for her latest album, she wanted something even more steeped in a regional sound.
Well, it was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee.
Specifically at the legendary Philips Recording Studio on Madison Avenue, under the guidance of Grammy-winning producer Matt Ross Spang. I asked Barker why she crossed the Atlantic to record here.
Well, Memphis is just like hallowed ground. I mean, in fact, my tiny hometown, Bridgetown in Western Australia, we have this annual blues festival. And so that's sort of what inspired me to start singing, was hearing some of the gospel and blues and soul singers. To go to Memphis and make a record was like coming full circle for me. Far away, still feel your pain as the streetlights they
flicker in the Tennessee rain. Barker is part of a long tradition of singers who come to capture a vibe, like Bruno Mars and Dusty Springfield. And like those before her, she learned that it's more than just good production. It's the musicians who put their stamp on every song.
I would show them a song. I'd play them a song on my guitar or on the piano, and one of them would inevitably go, okay, what's the groove on this one? And I guess that's what, you know, is the staple part of the Memphis sound is all about the groove. So there's no way I could have got that sound anywhere else, I don't think, other than Memphis.
That groove was provided by session players Steve Potts, Dave Smith, and others, all with soulful pedigrees. But perhaps the defining moment of Barker's Memphis recording session was when keyboard player Rick Steff gave her an idea.
He was just playing this riff on the keyboard, and I was like, what's that? And he said, oh, it's just a little something I've come up with. And I asked him if he had any plans for it, and he said, no, you can go for it. So I ended up taking that riff back to the UK and playing it on my piano and then writing the song Sweet Kind of Blue. I just had that line kicking about in my head for ages, Sweet Kind of Blue, Sweet Kind of Blue. And finally, when Rick played me that riff, I was like, ah, this is Sweet Kind of Blue. I've been waiting to hear it.
The song would become the title track on her new album. Emily Barker's Sweet Kind of Blue is in record stores and online today. It's a sweet kind of Memphis album, the kind that, once again, makes it obvious why the musical pilgrimage is still in fashion. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Drop